This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Conversation right here, right now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Jennifer Horn to update us. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's get started. Let's get ready to rumble, Jennifer.
Let's do it. All right, so this is, I wish I could say it's just a trending story for us today, but no, the polarization in politics has been a trending story for a long time, and the stories continue this week, where a man was arrested on the suspicion of felony assault and other charges after he attempted to stab a congressional candidate with a switchblade over the weekend in my home state of California in the Castro Valley. This is in Alameda County, so up in the Bay Area. It was September 9th, this past Sunday, at approximately 3:45 p.m., when deputies working at the Castro Valley Fall Festival were alerted to a possible knife attack at one of the vendor booths. Deputies arrived at the booth, made contact with the victim, who is a candidate. He's a Republican candidate, Rudy Peters. He's running against incumbent Representative Eric Swalwell. You'll actually see him on TV quite a bit. He's one of the talking heads and has expressed interest actually even running for president in 2020. He's running to represent, again, the 15th Congressional District seat. Now, according to the witnesses, a 35-year-old guy, resident of Castro Valley, Farzad Fazeli, approached Peters at his booth in what was described as an aggressive manner. Typically, that comes along with holding a knife. He made disparaging, profanity-laced remarks about the Republican Party and about President Trump. During the incident, Fazeli pulled out a switchblade knife and attempted to stab the Republican candidate for this congressional seat. The knife malfunctioned, to the candidate's luck, I suppose, and they became involved in a physical struggle, according to the Sheriff's Department. And once they arrived, then, of course, they were able to apprehend, arrest, and take away Fazeli. The case has been forwarded now to the district attorney's office, and they're all awaiting charges to see what happens next. But if we're actually in this place where you're at a fall festival, and you know what, you even go up to the booth and exchange a few words about what you think is wrong with the world. Okay. It's when you pull that switchblade out that there's a real problem going on here, when things are just a little too hot. Now, we can say this is a crazy person, and that's probably true, but I think it's also just another piece of evidence that we need to realize that people are just human beings. They're not team members of a political party, and that if we have conversations and actually listen to each other, we might actually find some commonality every once in a while.
You know,
it's so crazy.
It is crazy. It's everywhere. You know, there's no place you can turn anymore where you don't feel pressured to have an opinion or to agree with someone who thinks that he or she is right. Another example.
That's why people binge watch reality TV right now in record levels.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have to think about how you feel about the country or the world or politics or anything. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, here's another example. We've all talked about the Colin Kaepernick Nike campaign, the Just Do It campaign, and a lot of people have been outraged, a lot of people have been happy. There's an elementary school in Seal Beach, California, where the focus is this week because the principal has called Kaepernick an anti-American thug. She posted this information on her Facebook page. Wasn't the school's Facebook page, it was hers. She was sharing her frustration over the Nike decision and what Kaepernick stands for and all that sort of thing. Her name is Ronnie Burns Ellis. She posted a photo of the Nike t-shirt that she had that she cut up. She writes, quote, "My newest rag," and points to the t-shirt. When Nike signs an anti-American thug to represent their brand, I will not support, wear, purchase, or endorse their product. Bye-bye, Nike. Shortly after that post was seen by some of the parents in the school district, They created a petition to express concern over the statement and to urge her ouster. See, I just, this is, there's so many things wrong with
that.
Right,
but can I just ask why, does Colin Kaepernick have a criminal record?
No.
So then why is she calling him a thug? Because that's a pretty racist comment then.
Thug? No, I don't take it that to be that
You don't see the racist undertones
of
that?
You don't see that? Yeah, that's 100%
racist. I don't know, because I don't think that way.
I don't know that it's racist, but I don't think he's a thug.
I don't think that way. You guys, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm a little annoyed that I have to think like maybe somebody else thinks. I don't look at that at all. I don't look at color. I didn't think that at all. Not once did that enter until the two of you said that. Not once did it enter my mind. Not once.
And
now, does that mean there's
something
wrong with me? Because
no,
I don't think that way?
No, no. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anybody here. We're not talking. This is just, this is probably a generational thing.
Okay.
To me, it's not often. Whenever you hear the word thug, that is much more often associated with a black male than with a white male. And so that's why when she says thug, he has no criminal record. He is peacefully protesting, and to call him a thug reeks of racism to me. And I think that's probably why the parents were upset by it.
And I guess the interesting thing to me is, Jen, when you say you find him un-American, I know Doug says a lot of the time that he finds protesting to be one of the most American things that you can have.
Is.
And,
yeah,
you know, we always talk about freedom of speech. And so I don't understand why using your right to protest something, whether you like it or not, makes you un-American.
Well,
have I ever
but the
said
other
that
thing
I thought that he
we
was,
can apply
that, he
that
didn't
same
have a right?
thinking to this woman.
But yeah, but that is
why
right.
is
why
this
is
woman being singled out?
Nah. Why, you know what I think, what I take issue with is not protesting. I'm all about protesting. Protesting
right.
is how things change. What I don't like is I don't like the fact that he wears socks with pigs for police officers. I don't like that he doesn't show respect for the people that have died for his freedoms. I take real issue with that. In my heart, I take issue with that because I think it's wrong. I think it's the wrong thing to do. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to do what he wants. He can say anything he wants, but I don't have to like it, and I don't have to support him. And that's what's beautiful about capitalism, is I will not support anything that Nike does because they've chosen to make this statement because they're looking for a certain demographic that isn't me. So good for them. They found it, and they're just not going to have me, and that's okay. You don't need me for everything.
No.
But what I will say about this teacher, and this is one of those tough onion stories, I don't agree with her calling him a thug. I don't think he is a thug. I think he's somebody who was an opportunist, who was a crap football player who was getting ready to get cut, and he found something that he could attach himself to, and he stuck with it. And it's worked for him. And congratulations, he's gotten millions of dollars from Nikes. So, you know, that's his thing in life. That's his lot in life. We're all judged on what we decide to do, and that's his.
Yeah.
But, and that's fine. And he doesn't get expelled from this country. He's not expelled. I can't expel him from being an American. But the same thing has to hold up with this teacher. She expresses thoughts that aren't popular with her students and teachers online, so they're going to go
I
and
don't
protest,
even know that
she'll
it was
probably
the,
end up losing her job for it.
No,
but
no,
we're all,
well, here's
we're
what,
defending freedom of speech. We have to defend it for everybody.
See, the only
apologized.
Thing that I take issue with in her statement is the thug comment, because
okay.
if she just says, I'm not buying Nike anymore, fine, don't buy Nike. And I agree with the capitalism comment. It's the thug part that puts it into the racist category, and I think that's probably why the parents were rebelling against it.
We don't know one way or another. One thing that I am finding interesting is to watch what the shares of Nike are selling for. Does anybody know whether they're up, they're down, they were down a little and they were up and
there's
they were down?
There's rumors that it's up and there's rumors that, oh, it's tanking
well,
and it's never going to recover and none of that's true.
No, I think actually, what I've heard is that it dropped like 3% the
3%.
First week and then
yeah.
I've heard that it's rebounded. So,
what I think is most unfortunate about the advertisement, sorry, Doug, it's just, if you watch the actual commercial, it's a pretty good commercial. It's got Serena Williams talking about being from Compton and now she's like one of the best athletes in the world. It's got all of these people who have done really amazing things, and I think everyone's just kind of ignoring all of the other athletes in it and focusing on Colin Kaepernick, which is, I think it's a little bit unfortunate for those.
But you know what? I think the part where Jennifer said he's an opportunist, he's taking advantage of something that was basically given him on a platter, this opportunity, I'd do the same thing if it were me. Excuse me, under the same circumstance. I want to go back to this principal, though, for a minute. Her name is, again, what is it, Kathy Burns Ellis. She apologized to parents at a PTA meeting last night. She said, I never meant to offend anybody. Meanwhile, the superintendent said the following. She put this on her on one of her social media pages. As the superintendent, I take full responsibility for our leadership team. We will provide ongoing education about approaching differences in a respectful manner and the appropriate use and impact of social media. One person's opinion on a personal Facebook page does not represent the values of our district, nor is it representative of our district's mission and vision. However, I understand that what someone writes publicly does reflect on us and can damage the good work we are doing. We care deeply about the students and want them to thrive in a diverse society. So what does that mean about the future of Ms. Burns Ellis? I don't know. You were speculating.
I don't think she's going to get fired over it, but
she ought not to.
It sounds like the school's probably going to come up with a very strict social media policy. I mean, one of my best friend is a teacher, and they have a very strict policy. She is not allowed to be on social media because just for these reasons. Mm-hmm. And she has to keep everything just,
and that's okay.
You know, to herself.
That can be part of the job if that's understood.
Right.
The boss says you can't do this. You want the job here? Then you don't do that. You don't want the job? Then you do what you want. And that's fair and square as far as I'm concerned. Whenever anybody is told these are the conditions of your job, your employment, and
right.
fine, stick to them and work here, don't stick to them, you're fired. That's
right.
fair
and, that
and
happens,
square.
Absolutely, and that happens in a lot of different industries.
It should. Yep,
and
it should.
You know, Jemele Hill just got fired from ESPN for saying anti-Trump things, so it works both ways. It's not all just, you know, one-sided. But, if that's the company's policy, that's it.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty with new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real. With deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in. They go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Lightning can spark a fire in seconds. So today, I'll show you how to protect your belongings by covering them in a fireproof blanket fort. All you need is a hammer, nails, and 700 fireproof blankets. Upon completion, you'll notice your apartment isn't just fireproof, it's also extremely cozy.
You could try to protect your valuables with a fireproof blanket fort, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish. Sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I'm I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Always sounds good to hear this, doesn't it, huh? There's a smile in his voice as he sings, and most people are smiling when they hear it because they're happy. Pharrell Williams starts off our musical focus here on the DJ B Show, 24 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria and I enjoying this, as do I think most people. Is there anybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't like this song. And when they hear it, wait a minute, turn up the radio. So turn it up, Kara. Happy. So Pharrell Williams in the musical news, part of our concentration here on certain things that are part of our lives, and it seems yellow is the color of the evening, thanks to Pharrell, hosting the Yellow Ball at the Brooklyn Museum this week. That evening honored young audiences Arts for Learning, and Williams was inspired to create the party to support and foster the work and ideas of artists. He said, "We have to support and preserve the young artists at all costs, because everything in here, what you're wearing, what you're holding, what you have on your nails, what's on your face, what's in this room, the lights, the sculpture, the floor, everything." He's right, you know. We are surrounded by the arts and surrounded by color and ideas and stuff. That's absolutely true. The evening began with a cocktail hour. Attendees, primarily American Express Platinum card members and their VIP guests, could browse a silent auction, which included everything from a yellow Chanel purse to one-of-a-kind yellow Beats speakers. I don't know that. What's a Beats speaker? Is that a brand like Bose?
Beats by Dre. Headphones and speakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I'm bet Pharrell uses those probably. Let's see. He had some custom Adidas sneakers that were there. Artist Daniel Arsham created 3 installments for the event. He said he went to art school. I was supported by an organization after school called Arts. I see the arts generally as an invitation for people to think outside their everyday experiences. I think that's very, very true. Food as an art form was well represented at the ball. Let's see. Chef Dominique Crang. Is she one of these people that's on these food shows?
She's sort of a celebrity chef. She's got a Michelin star. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, she said, "For me, food is art, but it's a life of dedication and hard work. Art has to do with the world, has to do with humanity." You can be a chef, a singer, a fashion designer. It's the same thing, and it is. Any, you can be an actor. You can, you know, there's art in teaching. There's art in doing what we do. During the cocktail and dinner hours, David Blaine performed magic tricks for illusions with the guests. Alicia Keys was there and her husband. The final performance of the evening was from Missy Elliott, who led a high-energy set, including songs like Get Your Freak On, Pass That Dutch, and Lose Control.
Doug's favorite songs.
I know.
Yeah, right.
He loves them.
Did I pull it off, though? Did I sound
Oh, yeah.
I pulled that off? Pass That Dutch?
Yep.
Pass That Dutch.
You sound like you do a lot of that.
Dutch is a Dutch boy paint. Dutch apple ice cream. That's what Dutch is
now
for
you're
me.
You're just ruining it.
Yep. Oh, okay. What about Get Your Freak On? Let me hear that. Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On. Okay. I was listening to that when I got lost on Sirius XM yesterday.
You were listening to the Fly Channel again? Is that what you're doing?
No, I actually was going through a lot of channels. But there's a lot of stuff there. There's really sort of subtext material, if you know what I mean. I hadn't really gone through. I had never until yesterday. I was driving a car. My new car is in the shop already, so I'm getting... I was driving an Audi, and it has
swerving all over the road trying to get rid of Missy Elliott.
No, I was actually interested to just go through all the channels and listen to what was going on. Pretty fascinating. 28 past here on the DJV show.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 per generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Beauty's biggest event is here. Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty. With new beauty steals every single day for 21 days. That's 50% off our most loved brands like Tarte and Anastasia. So come in today and tomorrow. And let's be real. With deals like these, you'll want to stop in every day. So hurry in. They go fast. 21 Days of Beauty ends September 22nd. Only at Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen this with a hurricane a couple of years ago called Floyd. We saw it last year with Matthew.
That's the mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, talking about the rainfall and flooding they're expecting from Hurricane Florence. Mayor Bill Sciaffo says,
we've got a lot of concerns here with the flooding. With 40 inches of rain, I can tell you this community is not going to be able to take that. It's going to take us some time to get that water out of here.
Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but forecasters say it's still packing dangerous winds and huge amounts of rainfall. Some parts of the Carolinas could get 40 inches or more between today and Tuesday. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is to vote today on whether to advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court to the full Senate for a confirmation vote. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Disagree with that, Tara, do you? All right, the fabulous, likable Doug Steffen on the air with the fabulously likable Jennifer Warren. I have something in my eye. Hold on a second. Although I don't need my eye to speak, right? I can close my eyes and do this.
But there's something about when you get something in your eye, like your whole body shuts down.
Yeah.
That's all you can think about.
Very distracting. All right, let's bring you up to date on what's going on around the world. DJV time is 34 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria. Victoria's turn to bring us around to understanding something very important, Victoria.
Well, the CBS fallout of Les Moonves and his departure for reasons of
being
harassment
a pig.
Basically being a sexual pig. So the question now, the spotlight has turned to Julie Chen, his wife, who also hosts two shows on CBS. She is the host of Big Brother as well as the lead host on The Talk. And she issued a statement back in the day when this first came out in July or in June. June, I believe, when the first when the story broke about Les Moonves. And she, of course, stood by her husband and said that she was not going to release any other statements regarding that. And so she has taken to Twitter to say she's taking a few days off to be with her family. But she did make it clear that she will be back on Thursday night with Big Brother. But it seems unclear about the talk. And so in her absence, the rest of the hosts on the talk on Monday morning and Tuesday morning, they took the opportunity to talk about the elephant in the room, Les Moonves leaving. Gail King, who was on the CBS Morning Show, she chimed in as well and said that she felt sorry for Julie Chen. She said she's in a very difficult position, and I think people are just wondering how she'll be able to navigate those waters, knowing her husband was just fired as the head of the network. Is she still going to remain as the host of those two shows? Will it affect the programming? Will it, especially on the talk where they do talk about those type of, you know, hot button issues, will it affect the content of the shows? Mm-hmm. So she said, some of you are aware of what's been going on in my life for the past few days. I've issued the one and only statement I'll ever make on this topic on Twitter. I will stand by that statement today, tomorrow, and forever.
So what did she say? So, she supports her husband, right? That's basically what she said. Yeah.
Yep. And so Sharon Osbourne, of course, is kind of in an awkward position as well. She has been asked and had given full support to Moonves when she said she was extremely uncomfortable giving support to Moonves. She said, obviously the man has a problem. Why is it that men get that power and it goes to their testicles? That's Sharon's,
good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yep. So
I think she's going to go. I think she's going to go from the talk. I don't know how you can sit with these women who just this week said that her husband has serious problems, that, you know, they really ripped him a new one on this, on these programs. So, and that's their right, and maybe he deserves it. Who knows? I mean, obviously all of this stuff will come out, but I don't know how you sit there. She may stick around with Big Brother, but I can't see her sitting at the talk.
Nah, it's too uncomfortable. All right, other people, good update. Thank you, Victoria. Speaking of uncomfortable, Sally Field has a new book called In Pieces. And it's interesting, it comes out at the time when a person who she loved and was with for 5 or 6 years, Burt Reynolds, has passed. Now, a lot of things in there, apparently, about their relationship, which would have made him uncomfortable, as she says in an interview. She says, a lot of blunt things in this book. I felt glad that he wasn't going to read it, he wasn't going to be asked about it, and he wasn't going to have to defend himself. I didn't want to hurt him. She has, you look at this, I mean, you sort of put the pieces together. Clearly she has mixed feelings about their dating. She said her feeling about the relationship was it was, quote, confusing and complicated, and not without loving and caring, but really complicated and hurtful to me. I would be very curious to know, and you know where I come, I always come from left field. I'd like to know their astrological charts, both of them. I'd like to know, you know, you get information from the date and time when you were born, where you were born. I'd like to see how the two fit together or didn't, frankly, because that happens a lot. People fall in love and they're just not compatible, and then they don't learn about how to take what they can know and learn about the others through this tool, because I think astrology is a fabulous tool for working with people, for living and loving people, families, all kinds of stuff. It isn't a reason to do or not to do. It's a way for you to learn what they are about, learn what you are about, and use that information, use those facts to make the relationship work. Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't. It depends on each individual, but it certainly is a great tool. Anyway, I see the two of them. It was clear by looking in the first movie they did together. You could tell by some actors and actresses have chemistry and some don't. You can just see it. And the two of them were all literally all over each other and having a great time in that. Anyway.
Did you read the part, though? What's really interesting, she's just now admitting, maybe even to herself, that she was sexually abused by her stepfather.
Yeah.
And so part of the memoir, she said that she, in 2012, when she played Mary Todd Lincoln in that movie Lincoln, and when Mary Todd was
very good at it, too, by the way.
Yeah,
that was a fabulous role for her. She was great in it.
And kind of going through the emotional issues that Mary Todd Lincoln had, she said that really brought up, in sort of a PTSD way, it brought up all of the past abuse that she had buried. And she said she now realizes that her relationship and the abuse that she suffered from the stepfather, she was trying to right that wrong, in a sense, with Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Not that he was abusing her, but that she said she was trying to exorcise some demons, and he was a lot older than she was, and there was a lot of connections that she now sees. And I think that's probably why she didn't want him to read that part, because that's difficult.
A lot of times in those relationships I've had in my life, frankly, the older stuff, there are women who may have loved me, did love me, that told me that I reminded them of their father. And I never really, I ought to have taken the bull by the horns then and asked, what does that mean? You loved your father? Because a lot of times you hear women marry their fathers or men marry their mothers. You hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does kind of bring around, at least in my case, I want to know what that means. I didn't ask it at the time. I wish I had, because I think it's a good therapeutical way of understanding what it is that the partner sees in you. What does she see, or what does he see in you? Are you looking at someone you love, you adore, you care about, or somebody that you had problems with that you're trying to fix? And that's, we all know that that means we have to go inside of ourselves, not look to somebody else. But there are, you know, this, I read this and I saw a lot of me, frankly, in it. And I think a lot of people who have had, what do they call them, spring, December, what do they call those?
May, December.
Whatever, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've long said that I thought that age in clarification for reasons that are used by people, you're too old for me or whatever, I think that's BS, because you can't really tell by looking at somebody how old they are. Well, in my case, and I say this humbly, I don't look anywhere near my age. I don't act it, I don't sound it, because I don't believe, I don't let it get in my way. I live my life now the same as I did 40, 45 years ago, except I'm smarter, I'm older, wiser, and can deal with situations much better than I could before. Yes, the problem, Jennifer.
I think that makes sense as we get older, and this is not about you. I think you are a very youthful person, and I know that kind of stuff is actually one of your hot issues. This really isn't about you. But what I have seen, and I'm thinking specifically of a friend I just lost a couple of weeks ago. When you have these romances and there are 30-year age differences, especially when it's the younger woman and the older man, because mm-hmm. women are caretakers, and that's typically how it goes, women go with these men because they provide a sense of security, not necessarily because they remind us of their father or whatever it might be, but they provide us a sense of security that a lot of women are missing at that age. And so we get into these romances, they last for 20 years maybe, and then all of a sudden you've got a 50-year-old woman with an 80-year-old man, and a 50-year-old woman is not ready to literally be changing diapers and helping people through their age. It takes a very mm-hmm. strong person to do that, and there are a lot of people who can't hack it, and a lot of people walk away, and that is not good for that 80-year-old person who is needing someone at that moment in their lives, and their wife leaves them.
Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people that can't hack it, don't want to. They might, if they're well enough off, hire somebody to do it. But the anticipation is, let's say you've had 30 good years and then it's over. Is that tough on the 80 or 90 or 95 or 100 year old person?
Walked away from because of their age?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
right. But do you give up 30 good years with that anticipation, thinking ahead? I mean, how the hell do you know how long you're going to live? in the here and the now. If it's good in the here and the now, then that's, in my mind, what you should be thinking about, not what's down the road.
It's just
that's
not
a
as
waste.
Easy when you're right, and we deal with today, and I get that. And when feelings are strong, we deal with today. But there is, for me, especially, because I like to worry and think about things down the road.
Yes, you do like to worry. I'll give you that.
It's one of my favorite, my favorite pastimes. That would be something I would consider, certainly.
Well, then you'd be alone for 30 years or not be with the love of your life for 30 years and give that up. Which is pretty, I find that to be very objectionable. Anyway, but to each his own. 46 after the hour here on the Crunchy DJV show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Walk down the skincare aisle at the store and you'll find row upon row of acne products. But dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis has this advice before you invest in one therapy or another.
Anyone with mild to moderate or severe acne, the first thing they should do is start washing their skin twice a day with soap and water. Because a lot of people take for granted that they don't need to do that very often, much less twice a day.
Dr. Davis says research has shown that twice a day face washing with a mild soap actually helps clear acne.
And we think that that's simply because it helps remove dirt, dander, and superficial oil, and it might slightly unplug the skin. So the first thing you can do for acne is wash your face twice a day with soap and water.
As for over-the-counter things you can do, look for products with benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. If you still feel you need help, there are prescription-strength treatments available. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm still trying to figure this one out. Amber Geiger, who is the off-duty Dallas police officer who's been charged with manslaughter and the shooting of a man in his own apartment, she went into his apartment rather than her own and blames the fact she'd just come from her police job, 12-hour shift in uniform. She was tired. She walked into this apartment, saw a strange man there, and shot him. She wasn't even in her own apartment.
A lot of people work long shifts and manage to not kill people when they come home.
Was she drunk?
I don't know, man, but she was
I heard a couple of stories about somebody trying to break into their own, they thought they were breaking into their own house, and it was someone else's house when they were drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope she wasn't drunk. She got off a 12-hour police shift, but who knows? Strange. 10 before the hour.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's get to Warren Eckstein, who is here on the DJV program. He's a fabulous friend, friend to me, friend to animals, friend to the program. More importantly, though, he's a very good friend to all animals everywhere. You can listen to his radio program, The Pet Show, every weekend all around the country. Go to his website, petshow.com. Also, you might want to, I use these, the Hugs and Kisses vitamins and mineral supplements that are made by Warren from the perspective of a dog and cat, two different combos, and you can get them at hugsandkisses.com. So, there's a story here locally where I am, Warren, of the owner, well, actually not really the owner, sort of the sub. This is the kind of stuff, excuse me, I don't even know how to tell the story without getting angry. I really got angry when I read it. The couple breaks up. They had a dog together. And she says, I can't keep the dog, you keep the dog. Okay, so he keeps the dog, and he decides to get another pet. And the dog that he kept
that was their dog didn't like the new pet, so this guy digs a hole in the backyard and sticks the dog in it, buries it alive. And apparently somebody found out about it. They rescued the dog, but he had to be euthanized because there was that much damage done after being... What? And you just want to take the shovel that the guy used to dig the hole and whack him over the head with it. That's what I want to do.
But the scary part, Doug, is anytime you hear one of these stories, it turns out that these same people that are abusing or hurting or killing or destroying whatever they're doing to animals have the propensity to do it to people as well. We know the statistics. So,
right.
So, in other words, just to pass it off as animal abuse and don't worry about it, it's insane. This is a sick, sick, sick individual and needs to be put away.
Yeah,
I agree 100%. And anger,
or put down, in a sense, using the way they put down animals.
Yeah, right, here's anger, a better. The anger is there.
Ridiculous. Where does it come from? Here's the story of a black Labrador named Lucy who helped unravel a criminal case against an Oregon man who was in jail for 50 years. The guy's name was Joshua Horner. He was from Redmond, Oregon. He was convicted of sexual abuse of a minor. During the trial, the person complaining about him testified that he had threatened to shoot her animals if she went to the police about the molestation, and said she saw him shoot her dog and kill it to make his point. Well, apparently that wasn't true. He said it wasn't true, and a group of animal lovers, the Oregon Innocence Project, went out to find the dog, because the guy said the dog's not dead, here's where you find the dog. He never shot the dog. They found the dog and then disproved the rest of the story. Found out the guy had been, the woman felt jilted. She just accused him of doing something he didn't do. But it all started with finding the dog, the lab. And that's what the Oregon Innocence Project did. I thought this was a fascinating story. I mean, you
probably sounds like a movie. It sounds like a movie.
Yeah,
it
really does.
I mean, it's almost unbelievable that the guy served 50 years, did you say?
Under the circumstances, I think he was charged with this, and he was given a 50-year prison sentence for molesting this girl. And, in fact, he said, I didn't do it, I didn't kill the dog, and I didn't molest the girl. And so they found the dog, and they started really looking into the charges and found out that he didn't really do what she had said. She was just angry at him for leaving.
You know, that's actually, it's a great story, but you know, there's a moral to this story, Doug. The moral is so many people out there that are legitimately going after young children, kids, or rapists or whatever, will use a dog or a puppy to establish a relationship with the child, or maybe threaten their dog or puppy. There was just a case here in California where a guy had a van, he had this adorable little puppy, he'd take it to schools, he'd get the kids involved, they'd come in his van, and off they go. So it's kind of interesting how people can use dogs either way, and to use them for children. Children is just beyond me. But this is the opposite end of the spectrum, where the guy was innocent and the dog proved him innocent just by being
dog proved him innocent. Yep.
Movie coming. I just kind of saw headlines for that story. Movie coming. Take it from me.
Study out today on how owning a pet can be responsible for making you healthier. Pet parents are healthier than non-pet parents. What do you think of that? You probably knew that.
No doubt about it. First of all, alleviate stress. I know we're in recovery, but also remember that people that have pets are much more apt to exercise than people that don't have pets, and we know how important exercise is for us. So if you're feeling down, feeling a little sick, a little blue, maybe you have the sniffles, go out and adopt a dog or cat. Make you feel better.
Benefits include people with dogs have decreased blood pressure, decreased cholesterol, triglyceride, not lonely, opportunities for exercise, as you just said. Yeah, all kinds of things. People are 300% better off with a pet than without a pet. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank Warren for that. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.